I'm joined with Kathy from Kentucky, and she's been working with me and over the last 6 months, and we've made quite a bit of progress. Kathy, tell me, when did you first get diagnosed with fibromyalgia?
Well, I wasn't really sure what was going on with me. I was teaching school, teaching kindergarten and first grade, and just feeling miserable and achy all over. And I guess it had been probably about 11 years ago. I went to a rheumatologist and went in. I remember that day so clearly because my daughter bought me Croc shoes because just shoes touching my feet just hurt and everything, hurt all over. Mm-hmm. And I remember asking him, just tell me what's wrong with me. And, you know, he did different tests and things and autoimmune tests, and it didn't show up anything. And he come back after examining me and said, well, you've got fibromyalgia. Good news is you won't die from it. Bad news is you'll be in pain every day.
Yeah,
so
wow.
I just left just so discouraged. But it's really gotten worse gradually, I guess, past probably 5-6 years.
Well, tell me a little bit about what were some of the symptoms and some of the health challenges you had on a daily basis prior to us working together?
Well, when I was teaching and stuff, you know, you have to have energy with little ones like that, and I love teaching, but it got to the point I had no energy, and I would get up in the mornings and just take the hottest shower I could stand. Even shower water hitting the tops of my feet would hurt just to be able to go into work and get limbered up and everything, and just no energy. When I'd come home, I would just lay on the couch. I mean, that was it. I was done for the rest of the day mostly, and trying to just keep up from day to day with lesson plans and meetings and trying to remember everything. My memory was getting worse. I couldn't remember things where I was once a team leader. Just depression and irritable bowel and just tenderness pretty much all over my body. Wasn't sleeping well, couldn't fall asleep. It just hurt everywhere, basically.
Yeah, and so your pain really controlled your life at that point. And now tell me about your pain now. What's your pain like now?
Well, you know, I still have some pain and everything, but it's a lot better. It's a lot better than what it was, and you know, have good days and bad days. But I have more good days, which is a blessing because
mm-hmm.
every day was a bad day, and
right.
you know, I have more interest in everything, and but my pain is better, you know. I had some back issues going on anyway and been working with a doctor with that. But like I said, I'm not as young as I used to be, but my pain, I think, compared to what it was, is a lot better. I'm not laying on the couch like I did. I have a lot more interest in things.
Yeah, so you told me at one time you really were pretty much kind of couch-bound when you weren't. You know, when you're home, that's kind of where you're at. You really couldn't do much of anything. And then the other thing you shared with me that is a real exciting thing is you found that you were able to do more and not crash, whereas in the past, if you overdid it, you were pretty much done. So
Well, I mean, I was always like to garden and do things like that, and
mm-hmm.
I just, you know, because I was proud of my yard and things, and
yeah.
Like last summer, I mostly stayed in the house and took naps and just no interest and stayed in the house and laid on the couch, and my husband had to chip in and do a lot more, and we bought, you know, mulch and different things for the garden, and it just laid out there. And he said, well, come show me, you know, where you want it, and I'll help you. But my interest and everything, I just had no interest. I was depressed. And my little dog, she weighed just 5 pounds, a little Yorkie poo, and she wanted to go out. And just going down the steps from the porch and walking her, I mean, she doesn't pull that hard, but it was just every step I took, I just hurt. I just ached all
yeah.
over, and I couldn't. I was worried about taking trips, you know, afraid how would I do. you know, with my grandkids and things, and wanted to see them, go to the beach and do different things, and just riding in the car, just everyday life was just, it was really depressing.
Yeah. Tell me about this recent family reunion you had where everyone commented about how good you looked. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, my husband, there was a reunion we went to, and it got so I didn't really go much of anywhere, you know, and people would invite me to go places, and I just didn't feel good, and church activities and things, and he had a family reunion, and people were coming up to me and just commenting on, of course, the weight loss, you know, and how you do it and all this, and I was telling them about the anti-inflammatory diet I'd been on and watching certain things that I was eating, and they just told me how good I looked and looked like I felt good, and just, it's amazing the comments that I've been getting. And we had Grandparents' Day at school just about a week and a half ago, and my coworkers I used to work with come up to me and said, well, you're really looking good. You really look like you're feeling better. And
yeah.
So that made me feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when we started working together, you had put down that your energy was a 1 on a scale mm-hmm. of 1 to 5, 5 being the best, and your mental clarity was a 2 out of, as you mentioned earlier, mm-hmm. it was a 2 out of 5, and that drastically improved. And part of that was it was just getting you on the right, you know, combination of the right supplements, and then the diet, and then also getting you sleeping at night, because your sleep was really bad.
Really bad. I would lay there in bed thinking, I've got to get up and go to work in the morning. How am I going to manage? Mm-hmm. And even after I had to take, I took leave of absence. They recommended that, and the doctor I was seeing, and finally I just went on retard early, which was disappointing because I just couldn't function. It was just getting so bad in my memory and things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it was just a really sad situation I had gotten into.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad.
And I was on so many prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I was on so many prescriptions. And I think I mentioned to you when I went to my family doctor for just a regular checkup, he was amazed. He said, you know, I see so many patients that come in here, and he said it just made my day to see you come in here and how much more upbeat you are, and you just look better, and your weight, you know, has really amazed me how much weight you've lost and how you've stuck with everything with the diet. And I told him about the supplements. He looked, checked everything, and he said, just keep doing what you're doing, you know. And,
yeah.
and earlier
yeah.
when I had seen him back in November last year, he just looked. I was on 9 prescriptions, and he said, my goodness, Kathy, he said, if I was on all this, I don't think I could function. And I went out of his office crying. And that's when I've been following you on the Internet for probably 3 years, and I told my husband, I said, I'm going to call Dr. Murphy. This is it.
Yeah.
I've got to call him.
Yeah.
I'm glad I did.
Yeah, and so you got off all those medications. I guess the only thing you're on is the Benicar, the blood pressure medication. But your blood pressure is, I mean, that's doing fantastic. Yeah.
How much weight did you lose, especially my heart rate? Please.
Yeah. How much weight did you lose on the anti-inflammatory diet?
Well, my doctor told me that since November last year, I've lost 40 pounds.
Mm,
so,
wow.
More than I thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's fantastic. And, of course, the weight loss is great, but what it accomplishes, it's a big step in the right direction to getting healthy, and that was really what we were trying to do, just get you as healthy as we could. But by losing the weight, you're able to, you had some elevated liver enzymes, and those came down. Part of that was the medication
mm-hmm.
that you'd been on, but we got that down to normal. But your blood pressure and your triglycerides went from, I think, well mm-hmm. over 300 down to 100, and cholesterol went down, and so many things improved. And,
right.
and your hard work, you know, the diet is not an easy thing to do for some people. And, you know, some people would rather complain they can't do something, and other people do something, and you did something. But I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Well, you was my last hope, I'll be honest with you. I just felt like I had to try you and just see if you could help me, because I thought I was trying to be healthy and eat healthy and do things. You know, I was seeing a psychologist for pain management and different things, and I just, I had to do something because I thought I wanted to be able to enjoy the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it was going, I didn't see any hope. I really didn't.
I think a lot of times what happens is you just kind of, you get through the day, you get through the month, you get through mm-hmm. the year, and before you know it, 3, 4, 5 years goes by, and then you realize just how run down you are and how much of a recluse you've become.
Right.
You don't even realize it. And fortunately for you, you're able to get out. And, you know, I remember our first interview, you said you loved to garden. That was one of the things you wanted to do. You know, that was a big thing
right.
for you. And so I'm really glad that, you know, and you, as you shared with me here recently, you're able to get out now. You're more interested, whereas before, I think what happens, you get so run down, you just don't want to do anything because, one, you don't have any energy, and then two, there's the concern if you overdo it, you're going to feel bad, so why even try?
Exactly, and that's the way it was. You know, you want to do things at some point, and you get so that you just don't have any desire to do anything. I kidded my one family member and told him I've got my want to back again. Don't mean I
yeah,
can do everything like I when I was younger, but I've got my want to, and
I
get out
that.
There and I try to do it.
Yeah, I love that. Well, so you said you'd kind of followed me and seen my book, and it took you about 3 years. It took a while, and I guess that's kind of common.
Yeah.
You have to kind of get to that point where you're ready to make that big leap. And what was it like working with me? And we did it, obviously, here in Kentucky. I'm in Birmingham, Alabama.
Right.
What was it like mm-hmm. working with my office and working with me by phone? How did you find that experience?
Everything went really well. Everyone that I spoke to was polite and just wonderful. And, you know, if I ever had any questions, please call or email. And you know, I enjoyed talking with you. And, you know, you like I said, you just did tests that I'd never had done before on me. And I just felt like, you know, I had something to look forward to. So I didn't have any problems at all. You know, you weren't pushy about anything. And, you know, and with the way the world is, of course, you're nervous about things. But I just knew I had to do something, and I'm glad that I took that first step.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would you share with others who are maybe where you were 6 months ago or maybe even, you know, 3 years ago because it took you a while to decide this is what you want to do? What
yeah.
would you want to share with any of those out there who are, you know, quote unquote, learning to live with it, as they say?
Well, you know, when you get to the point like I was, and I'm sure there's lots of others that feel this way, you go to specialist, and you're put on more medications that aren't good for you, and they have side effects, and it just, you get to the point you need to do something, and I don't think they should hesitate, because if they want to, you know, it's a learning process, you have to work at it, but it's worth it, and you're there to help, and it's knowledge, and I wouldn't hesitate a bit. They need to take that leap of faith and
yeah.
just do it.
Yeah. Can you imagine, so in February, I guess that's when we started working, somewhere around there, can you imagine, or could you imagine in February you would be where you're at now?
No, not at all. I was hoping, but, you know, like I said, you tried so much and nothing worked. You know,
right.
I thought, well, I'll just try this. And, no, I never dreamed I would get to this point.
And then the other question is, could you ever imagine going back? Now what you know, what we've been able to share over the last 6 months and you've learned, could you ever go back to where you were 6 months ago?
No, not at all. And that's what I'm trying to be so cautious about everything, you know, wanting to do the right
mm-hmm.
thing and, you
mm-hmm.
know, just working at it and sticking to it. And it's a daily thing. But, you know, it's
sure.
not worth
sure.
going back
the lifestyle.
To being just plain out just disabled and not being able to do hardly anything at all in your life or enjoy anything.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining me. I'm so proud of you. This puts a smile on my face to hear how good you're doing. You're such a wonderful person, and you deserve all the wonderful things you've achieved over the last 6 months and the months to come. I mean, you're set now. You've laid that foundation. You've done that work. And as you said, it's a lifestyle, but there's no reason why you cannot continue to feel good. And sure,
right.
You're going to have some days that you're going to have some achy pain. I mean, you know, I have achy pain, everybody, but the difference now is it doesn't control you. You control it. It's not something that's going to put you on the couch and make you miserable. Now, you know, it's just one of those kind of things that you just work right through it. It's no big deal. You can still garden and do the things that you love to do.
Yeah, and, you know, I gained a lot of knowledge. You know, I feel like I'm a fairly educated person. I'm a teacher.
Yeah.
But I've gained a lot of knowledge about nutrition and different things, and at least I have that. I can, you know, look back and think, okay, what am I, if I'm feeling bad, is there something causing this, or, you know, just from what I've learned.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's hard for a lot of people to imagine that they can get the kind of results you did through changing their diet and their lifestyle and through proper supplements, you know, supplementation. Most people think there's just no way they can do it without medication. And many people realize the medication is a dead end, which I talk about, but most people don't realize that it's possible, but obviously it is. I mean, because that's all you did is use my protocols, work with me on a weekly basis by phone, and you saw the results. And yeah. Well, again, thanks for joining me. I look forward to talking to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.